It's not just wealthy oligarchs, but regular Russians seeing the effects of economic sanctions today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. The key index on the Moscow Exchange is down about 2% today after U.S.-based credit card companies pulled the plug on two Russian banks that are on the U.S. Treasury Department's sanctions list. Customers of Bank Rossiya and another bank, SEP, found themselves without Visa and MasterCard access today. The U.S. and Europe have been ratcheting up pressure on the Russian government for taking the Crimean region from Ukraine. The BBC's Artyom List covers Russia and joins us from London. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We've been covering emerging sanctions against Russia for days now, but the sanctions are starting to have an economic effect, it looks like.
That's right, and they're starting to impact ordinary people as well as those sort of big-profile millionaire oligarchs which are on that sanctions list. And the way they're impacting ordinary people is quite simple, really. Some of those billionaires who are on that list own banks within Russia. So the international card processing systems, such as MasterCard, such as Visa, have now stopped operations with those banks. So if you have a card issued by a bank owned by a person on that list, then there's so much less that you can do with your money now.
We also had credit rating agencies downgrading Russia. That also, of course, makes the cost of borrowing higher over time.
That's correct. And all those things combined led to a drop on the Russian indices and also to a drop in the value of the Russian currency. Now, it's worth noting here that the indices and the currency both went up after President Putin announced Crimea would become part of Russia. But overall, I'd say the Russian markets and certainly the Russian currency have lost quite a lot throughout this year. And this loss now seems to be happening so much faster than before.
Artyom Lis is at the BBC's Russian service. Artyom, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Now let's do more of those numbers. It should be noted while the MICEX index on the Moscow Exchange did have its rallies this month, it's down 10.6% for the month so far. A dollar is up 0.4% to the ruble this morning. A dollar buys 36.3 of them. The FT100 in London is up 0.4%. DAX in Germany up 0.6%. Dow and S&P and NASDAQ futures are up. By the way, on the day Russia was downgraded, the credit rating agency Fitch said that the U.S. is A-OK. Make that triple A-OK. The debt ceiling crisis of last fall, Fitch says, did not affect America's ability to borrow. 29 of 30 large banks in America have passed the first of the Federal Reserve's torture tests. Regulators have been trying out dire scenarios to see if any are vulnerable enough to maybe someday need a federal bailout. One bank that did not meet minimum standards is out of Salt Lake City, Zions Bancorp. The Fed said the readily accessible capital ratio was too low. The Fed is also combing through the balance sheets of big banks, and the results of that are due next week. That could affect the dividends that banks pay out to shareholders.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by Citrix, with GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses worldwide in face-to-face online meetings. More at GoToMeeting.com. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at FordFoundation.org.
If you're on Facebook, you may have noticed a lot of quizzes lately. Which state should you live in? What kind of dog are you? Which president? How would you meet your demise on Game of Thrones? Now, there is business at play here, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
If I were a state, I'd be Idaho. If I were a dog, I'd be a lab. If I were a president, I'd be Ulysses S. Grant. And if I were in Game of Thrones, I would be decapitated. Why am I posting all of this on Facebook? Michael Sorazio is the author of Your Ad Here, The Cool Sell of Guerrilla Marketing.
It's a way to kind of announce something about ourselves to friends within our social network, but it's not quite so obvious as to come off as narcissistic.
You see, the reason that I would be decapitated in Game of Thrones is that I am, quote, well-intentioned and loyal to a fault. I want people to know this about me, so I share it. And then I want to hear more good things about myself, so I take another quiz.
We've been making quizzes for a long time, but we've just recently seen them really take off.
Summer Ann Burton is the managing editorial director at BuzzFeed. It's behind many of the most popular online quizzes.
Now that we've sold some companies on this idea of quizzes, is now looking at how to use the things that we've learned for companies' benefit so that they can have their own kind of shareable pieces of content that go viral.
BuzzFeed recently teamed up with HBO for the How Would You Die in Game of Thrones quiz. It got over 1 million hits. It's a very effective ad for Game of Thrones. And a very effective data mining tool, says Aram Sinreich, a media professor at Rutgers University.
It is a tool for advertisers to understand us better, masquerading as a tool for us to understand ourselves better.
Not only does HBO know I watch Game of Thrones, in taking the quiz, I gave them a lot of information. My preferred alcohol is white wine. My last meal would be a steak. My biggest fear is failure. And my idea of heaven is a tropical beach. That is hugely valuable information, says Sinreich.
Instead of us reluctantly agreeing to give marketers information about ourselves, we are emphatically proclaiming to marketers who we are and then demanding that our friends do the same.
Sinreich says the quiz fad will probably fade, but the need for marketers to get more data on us will not. He expects we'll see more tools that will make handing over information about ourselves seem like a game. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And they've stumbled upon about a quarter of the bitcoins that went missing from Mt. Gox, a once popular exchange and repository for the cryptocurrency. Mt. Gox has been offline since last month after a wave of hacking. It's in bankruptcy protection in Japan. The 200,000 bitcoins were found in a wallet. The Wall Street Journal says as many as 850,000 bitcoins are still missing, and investigators are trying to figure out what happened. Let me remind you that just about everything in this story, from the coins to the wallet to the theft, are all ones and zeros in the digital domain. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Sometimes you need a little cash to hold you through the week, right?
We're able to ping that payroll system, know that they've been paid a certain amount, know that they are who they say they are.
Hello, payday loan, that is. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You need a cash advance? Ask your employer. That's next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.